approve the minutes on August 10th and 23rd.
Second.
Did I get second?
No.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. This light's supposed to be blue or red?
Turn that
red. Red.
Turn.
Red.
There you go.
Okay. The flooding caused some major erosion at our County Route 103 and Woodhull Bridge and the County Route 31 road in Troopsburg, Jasper. So we need 5,800 tons of riprap at about $45.50 a ton, $264,000. We have some in our existing accounts. Make up the rest, I'd like to transfer $182,000 from our road projects into our riprap account.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. You want to give us a little summary on the flood?
Okay. The major areas were County Route 85 in Tuscarora. That road was closed down, and we had to put in some rock and gravel to get that opened. We'll go back later this year and chip seal it. We'll blacktop it next year. We want to let the road settle this year. Woodhull, we've got the town pretty well cleaned up. The blacktop buckled in the village. We'll go in. We've removed that blacktop. We'll go in later in the year. We'll blacktop that road. Just outside of Woodhull, there was a bridge, 103, washed out behind it. We filled that in. And now with Jeff Parker, we'll riprap the shoreline just above the bridge. The major damage was on County Route 31 in Troopsburg, Jasper. There were four big sections of that road completely washed out. Jeff Parker went in with our crews, took the big back dumps from the landfill, took the creek gravel. It's okay to do it in an emergency. Took that creek gravel, filled in the roads. We'll let those settle over the winter, blacktop those next year. It's about about 500 feet total. This year we'll chip seal them to make it good for the snow plows. And we had a box culvert detour washed out, but that took a day to get taken care of. We have quite a bit of erosion on the edge of the roads, but we're getting pretty well caught up on that. So now we're back in the mode actually of finishing our construction and paving projects and doing the final cleanup, especially on the edge of road washouts with the shoulders. A big question mark now is County Route 129 in Woodhull. It's a two-lane road, barely two lanes. By the rock cut, the concrete wall was severely damaged. And I had told you, it may have been 10 or 15 years ago, if it comes a time we have to repair that wall or rebuild it, that's a $400,000 or $500,000 job. And that back road, if it wasn't there, we wouldn't build it. So we have to make a decision what we're going to do there. But for now, we put up concrete barrier and we're plenty safe enough to have a one-lane road through there. But Jeff Parker and I talked about that. We haven't transferred money for riprap for that shoreline. It's still questionable how far we want to go there. But it's safe. There's concrete barrier and traffic can flow. That's pretty much it. They all work well together and have the job pretty well done.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you.
No kidding.
So I'm both Hank and Darlene today.
So you have a budget transfer in front of you, and it's to add an additional staff social worker based upon additional revenue that we actually have realized from OMH that we initially thought was going to be cut.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Do you know what this person is doing?
Clinic, just augmenting clinic work. They're busy like every healthcare or mental health provider. So they'll get right to seeing individuals.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Two items for public health, two grants. Again, additional money that's come through from the feds, through the state for COVID response. So vaccine response, you'll see resolution accepting that. A lot can go to help offset costs that we have for contract labor and also offset costs of our staff. So that's a help to the county budget. And then there also is $24,000 approximately for public information. And I think Darlene mentioned we're in discussions with the Finger Lakes counties about partnering together instead of trying to spend $24,000 and buy media ads and things on our own to come up with a regional vaccination campaign that we all contribute to that speaks more to upstate instead of the stuff that the state has done.
Okay, public health number one. Motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Number two.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thanks. I got ahead of myself. Sorry about that.
Okay. Sheriff.
Good morning. We're looking for you to accept the Stop DWI plan so that we can submit it to the state. It's virtually identical to last year's. There's no major changes whatsoever.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank
you, Sheriff. I'm off to wine glass. Thank you.
Yeah. You're off to where?
Final wine glass meeting before the race.
So. Oh, okay.
Sheriff, I have a question for you.
Yes.
In the budget transfers that being presented, there's overtime in the jail, $9,000.
Yes.
What is that going to be by the end of the year? Are we looking at transferring more funds or is that going to get us through?
No, most likely more funds. We're getting crushed with constant watch and backfilling because our staffing is so low. We have right now, I think we still have 6 full-time vacancies. We had 8. We only had 7 people sign up for the test. So our full-time vacancies are killing us on overtime.
But the overall budget line for salaries and overtime is going to cover this.
I believe so, yes.
Thank you.
That's what we continue to do is rob Peter to pay Paul from salary and wages to overtime, but the outlook is bleak. Yep.
Can I also ask a question before he leaves?
Sure.
The analysis of departments that finance sends out, the jail, as it compares through the end of August of this year versus the end of August last year, your revenues are $661,000 this year. They were $243,000 last year.
I have no idea. I haven't seen those numbers.
Thing. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't seen those numbers, so I don't have an answer for you on that.
And then contractual expenses for the jail were at $1.8 million, and we were $1.4 million last year. So it kind of eats up the additional revenues. I didn't know if they were associated with each other or independent. Okay.
Haven't seen those, so I really can't comment on them.
Next time.
Yeah. We'll see you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Yep.
Emergency management.
It's probably me again, it looks like.
Yeah. You're pushing it.
I'm pushing it. People don't show up for pushing it. So yeah, they all have good opinions.
Yeah, no problem.
The normal state Homeland Security grant program that we get every year, there's the portion that goes to Tim, and then there's a portion for law enforcement. This has been the standard methodology for as long as I've been around.
Right. Cool.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Did we do both of them? Yeah, number two. We did number two. Okay. Emmy?
Good morning.
Morning.
Any questions? Other questions on the normal monthly reports for the transfers or the equipment? Not that I can ever answer them right up the front, but I can always research.
But fire away, right, if you have a question.
I'll just follow up later.
On the county cost analysis, the wage line, those include those numbers that you presented also for the overtime and the temporary
yes.
hire.
Yes, that's okay. Total wages, yep.
The back on the department summaries.
Yep.
The landfill really sticks out in a good way.
Yes. Yeah. I did get a response from my email.
Okay, because the revenues are $1.1 million higher than last year to date. And what strikes me is the equipment was $1.6 million last year through August, and it's only $300,000 this year. Was there a big item last year that we had?
That's mainly because we do our equipment purchases later in the year.
So this is a timing one then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the sheriff.
Yeah, I'll follow up on
that. Yeah, I would still have those questions.
I'll follow up on those.
I'm thinking it might not be a bad idea if everyone's okay with it to when we send them to you to copy in all department heads. Just normally it hasn't been necessary, but based on kind of this conversation, I think it's not a bad idea to copy in all department heads on that quarterly report.
Yeah, I used to do that, but I thought since they're now attached to the agenda that they could grab it there.
Yeah, but then when he says, I haven't seen the numbers yet, so I can't answer.
Right. I'm happy to send that to, you know, okay. I used to send it to Vince particularly because he always asked.
Thank you.
But yes, I will follow up on the jail numbers. I suspect the contractual is the health stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll confirm that.
And Is your mic on?
I think so. I think I hear myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said I'll follow up on the contractual and the revenue for the jail.
That's better.
Anything else on there? So the landfill revenue, Steve did get back to me, and it's pretty much everything is up outside refuse. Is Casella. Casella, they stopped for a period in 2020, but now they're sending actually more than they have in the past. There were two large soil contracts or two large soil projects that were about, he says 6,000 tons above what 2020, leachate, because we've had so much rain, that's way up in terms of processing revenue. There's a new vendor for scrap metal. So there's a market rebound there and same with recycling. So scrap metal and recycling, both of those, have rebounded in 2021. So that was the revenue story on the landfill.
Okay.
Anything else for Tammy? No.
If not, we have an update on the auction. as you all received a correspondence from Attorney Prostick, there was a local or a, not a local law, state law passed barring any further foreclosure actions unless you obtain or send out letters that are 30 days in advance of any of the action. We've decided that that's a little bit risky for us to proceed with the auction. Timing-wise, we could make it happen. But if we were to not get a letter back or not get a request back to stay, and then we sell that property, and then later on somebody challenges it, it would just create a whole slew of work for the law office. So we've decided not to proceed with your approval. We've decided not to proceed. So we need to actually, if you're in agreement, we need to actually ask for your approval to file a new resolution withdrawing the resolution setting the dates for this month's board meeting.
We're looking at doing something after the first of the year?
After the 15th of the first of the year. That expires January 15th. So yes, we'll move forward, assuming that it's not again extended.
Subject to an extension, because I'm not sure that they're going to allow people to be evicted or removed from their home in January.
So a lot of these places that were on the auction, how many of them are vacant that we should move on?
Well, there were quite a few vacancies, but they would still be subject to the law. We would still need to obtain and send, and potentially they would be at risk. We had probably, I would say, a couple dozen that were vacant, maybe a few more.
That's my problem is the longer we leave these vacant properties out there, the more they're going to deteriorate.
Absolutely.
Well, and the more we're going to pick up the unpaid taxes and have to make school districts whole.
Yeah.
Well, the issue becomes really, if they're vacant, is we have to send them a letter 30 days before the sale that says, if you file this affidavit, we can't proceed against you. What do you think is going to happen? Whether it's vacant or not vacant, it doesn't matter if it's residential property, which if they don't differentiate vacant or not vacant, residential property. So if we get that back, that affidavit back, it has to be pulled from the sale. So it was, they could parse out everything. The motion was already filed with the court, so we have to withdraw at this point. It has not been parsed out. So they'd have to parse it out, get the letter out in 30 days to then remove everybody that they got the letter back. So it was just starting. We had several conversations about it. It was starting to look like it was going to be, to some extent, an administrative situation for both Tammy's office and my office of keeping track, because this is a process we've never gone through before. And we may end up with 100 properties that we could proceed, or we could end up with 10. And at that point in time, it became more of a discussion of also, if we miss one, we have to take care of it for the winter. We don't know when this will be extended again. So what we also would like to run past you all is to keep on track is that our normal petition for foreclosure gets filed November 1st. We would like to proceed with that. A 30-day notice prior to filing needs to go out. That can be done with Tammy's office. They can then pull those off of the petition for the final, for the next round, in hopes that we can take this next round that's being filed in November and the one that I just filed and proceed on our normal course next May altogether, staying on our normal timeline, because everything is set up with that timeline. It's been that way for ever. And so differentiating off of that timeline becomes an administrative situation.
Administrative nightmare. Is that what you're telling me?
It is. And I could end up in an order to show cause situation on many, many, many properties. And we normally have 20 to 25 in a month's time that we handle. We could end up with 60 or 70 or, you know, it's, so we were trying to figure out a process to clear the backlog and still move forward. And we think, I think Tammy and I are in agreement that moving forward with a petition and then trying to get on track for our normal course in the spring would be what would work for everybody to clear the slate.
So we need a resolution to withdraw the first resolution.
Right. To undo the date setting of the auction.
Yeah.
Don't have any choice. So I'll make the motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Carries.
And just so everybody's aware, this does not apply to normal landlords. They accepted out governmental entities. So there is a process still for landlords and tenants to move through this and regular mortgages to move through it. When the state legislature drafted it, they took away your right to proceed in one half a sentence. A government, accept a governmental entity is what it says.
So we need another one saying.
No, we can withdraw everything ourselves.
Okay.
I just didn't want to withdraw anything.
Okay. How many properties are we talking about?
That were in the original,
yeah,
what we submitted, there were about 140-ish. I never did a final count, actually, but around 140. And the letters that we'll send out in November, there's about 600 properties, because we're really talking about 2 years, because we didn't send letters last year. So this will be 2 years worth, yeah, of lien searches.
We were prevented from filing the petition for closure last year. So we have 2 years, right, to clear this November.
So as far as the properties that have gone to the judges sitting out there through the court system, have they all been approved at this point for the sale that was being set up?
No, it's not. It will be withdrawn. So we do not own that property. The judge was on vacation this week, very conveniently, so he hadn't signed it. So we asked him to sit on it.
At first we said, please sign it before you go. And then we said, no, wait. Thank you. And I do have one non-refundable undertaking for executive session.
Any questions for Tammy at this point? All right, Jack, you're up again.
I'm up again. All right. So Jen and I have been approached by Guthrie, and I didn't even realize this was the thing that we had to do.
Yeah.
But Guthrie is in the process of issuing tax-exempt bonds. And as a result, they need a resolution from us per IRS code to be able to issue that, and it's bonds by the Central Bradford Progress Authority on behalf of Guthrie, not to exceed $250 million. There's no cost, no nothing for anything for us. It's just apparently they need every governmental entity that there's going to be a project in, and they will be expending funds in at facilities in Steuben County. They need us to pass a resolution.
What are they building?
Don't know.
Looks like several buildings, because it covers all the southern tier and northern tier were all listed on it. So there were several projects included in the bonding.
I don't know if it's new. I know that they've talked about upgrades and renovations, but I'm not aware of anything new at this point.
They held their public hearings too, which is a requirement for you to pass this. So it's you authorizing that they proceed, that it would be in the benefit of the public to upgrade and create new facilities on their behalf, is what that IR Internal Revenue Code requires you to declare.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
One more item, if I could, before executive session.
Yep.
In an email to you regarding emergency purchase related to school testing, I just want to give you an update where we're at for that, just to cross that off the list. So late last week, the state health commissioner issued a directive requiring testing of unvaccinated staff,
yep,
at schools, and then also the availability of testing for staff and students that volunteer or have permission. Darlene and I had been in talks. There's only a few companies that have these types of capabilities, and we've been in talks with them for, frankly, months, kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. Fast and furious end of last week, and then over the weekend, and then finalizing it. We had a call with this, multiple calls with the superintendents, and the one that fits the best is Quadrant. It's a lab company out of Syracuse, but they also have facilities in Buffalo and Albany, I believe. And what it would be is it would be a pooled saliva test. So a self-administered cheek swab that the unvaccinated staff would do. And then they have the ability to test in that pool. If there's a positive, they can go back and figure out who the positive is. So the contract that we've signed under the emergency procurement, and again, this is all paid for by that $2.8 million that you folks accepted and we received for testing was a contract to start based on the estimates that we have. We need about 40,000 tests at a minimum for the year, and they're $20 a test. So an $800,000 contract is what we signed. And then we probably have more. The other thing that we've found is rapid antigen tests, normally the Binex that we've received from the state. They're in short supply through Abbott, as you've probably seen out there. There's another company, and we're looking to be able to get another brand of rapid antigen tests that we can get our hands on quickly because the schools are using them. And that would probably be about an $80,000 purchase. So just a heads up on that.
Oh, do we need to do anything?
No, we did it under our emergency.
Okay.
Since we have the money in the grant.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anything else to brought to the Finance Committee before we go into executive?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to...
One point? In speaking with Mr. Rausch last week about a couple county issues, he brought up the fact that he is ending his career on the legislature this year and did not feel like he would be best served continuing on the Finance Committee. He wanted to see someone else serve on that committee who would actually be around to do the budget and be here for the budget in the next year. So we've asked for him to send us a letter of resignation. He has done so, and we're going to appoint Jeff Horton to fill for the remaining 3 months of this year to serve on the Finance Committee in Mr. Rausch's place. But I would like to recognize Gary for his many years of serving on finance and admin and thank him for his service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
I have one question. Where are we with the budget workshops?
Yes, so we're targeting the same dates that we used to, you know, to kind of coincide with this meeting next month. And we'll get you all the information at least a week prior.
Anything else? Motion?
So I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
So we have the ad hoc, and I told Scott, but I apologize.